Welcome to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. Our Sunday services are at 8 and 10 a.m., and all are welcome. This podcast is the sermon for Sunday, March 18th, 2018.
Where I gave my very first sermon was one of those big Gothic churches with a big pulpit that you had to walk many stairs up to and stand and sort of gaze out over the congregation, which I never liked. I like this style of architecture much better and preaching. But I'll never forget what was written on the pulpit, just where the preacher could see and no one else, on the little lectern there. Sir, we wish to see Jesus. Sir, we wish to see Jesus. A quote from our gospel today. The very question that the Greeks who were, we don't know much about them. We don't know if they were Gentiles who had heard about Jesus, if they were proselytes who had become converted to Judaism and wanted to know more about this rabbi. We know only that they wanted to see Jesus. Those words were a challenge to me as a young preacher, and they've stayed with me all these years as a continuous challenge. The sermon is not a time to show off how smart I am or to try out my very best jokes, but it's really about being transparent and allowing all of us to see Jesus. I know that I fail in that many times. I know that we all struggle to see Jesus in the world around us. The early church looked for Jesus in many places, and one of the places they found Jesus was in the Old Testament. I mean, of course he's in the New Testament, all the stories about Jesus in the Gospels, but what about the Hebrew Scriptures? They found Jesus in the very beginning chapters of Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And God created them through the Word of God, that part of Jesus that was with God from the beginning. Think of John's Gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Everything was created through him. So Jesus is intimately woven into the fabric of everything in this world. It's hard to remember that sometimes when the world seems so dangerous, so corrupt, so awful, when all we can see in the road ahead of us are potholes. Well, in Michigan, anyway. See, I got to throw a few jokes in there. They also saw Jesus in other places as well, including a very strange event in the life of the patriarch Abraham. Abraham had to wander his whole life through the land that God was calling him. He left his home in Ur, and he wandered and wandered and wandered till he found the land that God had promised him, and he battled sometimes. He had all kinds of adventures, really worth reading in a Bible study sometime. Maybe after our miracles class, we could have one on Abraham. But Abraham has this battle, and after the battle, he comes and he meets a mysterious figure, and this figure is named Melchizedek. Melchizedek is, we don't, again, know much about him. He appears in Genesis, there's a reference in the Psalms, and then this passage from Hebrews. But Abraham goes to Melchizedek, who, his name means the King of Righteousness in Hebrew. So this King of Righteousness, who's a Canaanite priest, high priest, and king, and Melchizedek blesses Abraham. Very strange for a Canaanite priest king to do. And then Abraham gives him a tithe of what he has won in this battle. And then Melchizedek feeds Abraham a meal of bread and wine. The King of Righteousness, who is the priest of Salem, which is short for Jerusalem, the king priest of Jerusalem, who blesses Abraham and feeds him bread and wine. You can see it wasn't much of a stretch for the early Christians to see in this mysterious figure at least a foreshadowing of Jesus. And in fact, Jesus himself talks about Abraham looking forward from that original call of God and rejoicing, Jesus says, to see my day. Abraham rejoiced to see my day. Abraham knew that God's call was to something greater and could see somehow with God-given sight the eventual coming of Jesus. Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. So Jesus can be hidden in plain sight. He can be the priest king of Jerusalem in the Old Testament. He can be woven into the fabric of creation. And yet we still struggle to see Jesus. Sir, we wish to see Jesus. Even the disciples didn't always see Jesus, and he was right there with them. So how do we see Jesus? Well, we see Jesus in the Bible. We read these stories week in and week out. We go to our Bible studies. We seek to know who this Jesus is. But then there's a leap that we need to take. We need to have eyes that are open to the presence of Jesus right in our midst. In and through and with and under this troubled world, there lies the presence of Jesus. In every human being that we meet is the image and likeness of God and of Jesus. And hardest of all sometimes, in ourselves, despite our failings and faults and sins, all those things that we just laid on those stones, there is the light of Christ. For those of us who are baptized into the life and death and resurrection of Jesus, Jesus lives in us. This is the great message of the prophet Jeremiah. The radical message. Remember, Moses brought the law down from Mount Sinai on stone tablets. And how did that go for the people? God said, here's my covenant. And the people said, nah. And God said, here's my covenant again. And the people said, nah. Again and again, God reaches out with the covenant and the people break it. The relationship with God keeps being offered and rejected. And so God, through the prophet Jeremiah, says, I've got a new plan and a new covenant, no longer written on tablets of stone. Now it's going to be inscribed in your heart and in your soul. That's where the relationship lives. That's where I'm going to dwell as your God. That's where this relationship is going to be. You can't forget it because it is a part of you. In every cell of your body, there dwells Jesus. There dwells the covenant with God the Creator. We don't have to look any farther than the mirror to find Jesus. We don't have to look any farther than our neighbor to find Jesus. We don't have to look any farther than this wonderful creation to find Jesus. And yet, it is so hard. So much gets in our way. Our sight is blinded. Our hearing is dimmed. We can't appreciate the loving, beautiful, wonderful presence of Christ. This past weekend, I was with the search committee for our next bishop. I'm on that committee, and now I'm the chair of that committee. And so, having been elected on Friday night, I spent a very sleepless night in the hotel in Ypsilanti, really panicking about the burden of that. And I woke up very early on Saturday morning, just praying hard. How in the world am I going to do this? Because they also give you the whole task list on that first night, and it's a lot to deal with. So Saturday morning comes, I open up the curtains, and I see the most beautiful sunrise that I think I've ever seen in my life. Just stunning. The colors, the beauty, the frost on the golf course, the water, the light. And it was as if God was saying to me, don't forget to see Jesus. It's going to be okay. Jesus comes to us in the beauty of nature, in relationships with our friends and family and church members. Jesus comes to us in the scripture and in this meal of bread and wine, which has been shared maybe since the time of Abraham, in which God reassures us of his love and presence and call. We may still be blinded. We may still be deafened. And yet God reminds us each day in new ways how much he loves us. So here's a little challenge for you this week. I want you to look for Jesus. I want you to do it not only on Sunday morning. It's pretty easy. I mean, relatively easy on Sunday morning. Sometimes not. But I want you to look for Jesus when you're having a really rough patch, when somebody gets on your nerves, when they cut you off in traffic, or are really demanding at work, or a phone call from somebody who's just whining or being difficult. I want you to look for Jesus in them and in yourself. And I want you to feel the presence of God and that reassuring message of God's love and God's call. Because as Jeremiah told us, I think God's work with us is to be constantly transforming us from the inside, turning us little by little, more and more, into a fuller representation of the image of Christ, so that that light which God has implanted within us can shine through us and out into the world brighter and brighter. Find that light. Reflect that light. And be that light. Sir, we wish to see you.